Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Great people know great people. Say that one more time. Great people know great people. Do you know great people? Yes. How many do you know? So that's the topic of today's podcast. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the show. Hey, your network creates your net worth. You know it. I know it. But sometimes we end up settling for people in our immediate environment that we know. We just know they're not going anywhere. And if they're not going anywhere, where are we going to go? Right there with them. We tell our kids that, you know, hey, honey, you want to make sure you hang around, you know, don't hang around so-and-so. They're no good. They're going to end up dragging you down. Now, people are miracles. Everybody has the opportunity. Everybody has the possibility to be great. We all do. It's especially if you live here where I live in the United States, where we're free to do pretty much anything we want to do. You want to go to college? Go to college. You want to be an entrepreneur? Be an entrepreneur. You want to build an app and, you know, go that route or be a YouTuber or whatever it is you want to do. Man, let me tell you something. Right now, we are living in the greatest time ever to be an entrepreneur or just to be alive for that matter. Medical science is on its, I mean, just come on, man. The opportunities are amazing. But yet, why do we settle? Why do we think we can also save everybody? You know, you ever looked at somebody and say, yeah, you know, but I can save them. You need to save yourself first. Okay. When you get on the airplane and you're sitting there before you take off and you're on the tarmac and the stewardess says, okay, now when the oxygen mask, in the unlikely event that we lose cabin pressure, which thank God it usually is unlikely, that'd be different, right? They said, in the likely event we lose cabin pressure over the ocean, these things are going to pop down. but they do tell you, what do they tell you to do? Place the oxygen mask over your face first, not go find everybody in your section and place oxygen masks over their face, and then you'll be dead, but they'll be okay. They don't tell you that. You can't help anybody on that plane unless you have oxygen first. And then if the person sitting next to you, a family member, a friend, or a complete stranger is struggling with their mask, help them out. Same thing in life, same thing in business. Put your oxygen mask on first, and then you can help other people. If you don't have any money, how are you going to help somebody else that is in need of money, okay, that wants to do business? If you hang around great people know other great people. You know the best part of business is word of mouth. It's the cheapest form of advertising. It's the most legit form of advertising because you don't have to pay for it, and it's already kind of an implied endorsement. You know what I'm talking about? Like if somebody says, hey, you know, do business with Joe, or do business with Mary. Mary has got it going on. She can build a website for you. She ain't the cheapest, but let me tell you something. It's going to work. It's going to be fast. It's going to have great search engine ranking, and she stands behind it for the first year. You ever got a problem, 100% uptime with it. It's always going to be live. Just those types of things. Easy to work with. She can take your concept and make it explode online. All of those platitudes I just talked about. Wouldn't you want Mary to build your website? Yes. Are you going to go searching high and low and try to save a couple of bucks here or there? No, you're going to go right to Mary to have your website built. Why? Because the person you know is great, and you know that great people know great people. So you're going to go to Mary, and Mary has worked her tail off to get that reputation. She's gone the extra mile, and she associated with this other great mutual friend that you have with her. Are you allowing your business to expand through word of mouth? I mean, an implied endorsement is another example is if somebody says, let's say restaurants advertise all over the place online, for example. And here, one of the most famous restaurants we have in Cincinnati is Montgomery Inn. the old Montgomery Inn Boathouse here in Cincinnati. The old Montgomery is in Montgomery, Ohio, right down the street from my house here. And then you got the boathouse down on the Ohio River. Bob Hope, the great Bob Hope, when he was still alive, used to order ribs from Montgomery Inn, have them sent to his home in California. True story. Most of mine are. And so if somebody were to say, when you come into town, hey, where do you go to get a bite to eat? I want to go to Montgomery Inn. And you trust that person's opinion, Montgomery Inn doesn't have to advertise at all. They're just going on word of mouth. Everybody recommends them, the people who are coming into town. Jeff Ruby. Jeff is a restaurateur here in Cincinnati. He's a guy that is self-made, millionaire, and he owns many different restaurants. He owns the Precinct. He owns Jeff Ruby's downtown Cincinnati. He owns Jeff Ruby's in Louisville and Nashville. Just opened one in Cleveland. He's also famous for throwing O.J. Simpson out of his restaurant in Louisville. After the Kentucky Derby, O.J. wanted to dine in there, and he got seated, and Jeff found out about it, went in and tapped him on the shoulder and said, you have to leave. But Jeff is another guy. When you come into town, where should I eat? I want fine, fine dining. All the athletes, when they come in town, NFL players, baseball, and the like, they always eat at Jeff Ruby's, at least when they're here, and then they might eat the other place, Montgomery Inn. My whole point is you can be that implied endorsement for somebody else when you know great people, because great people got a million-dollar Rolodex. How many people do you know that have a million-dollar Rolodex? And of those people, how many times have you asked them, do you know anyone that could use my service? Now, if you haven't done that, A, if you don't know great people, got to get out more. You got to network. And look, let me tell you, the worst thing to do is to go into a group online, Facebook or something like that, and start telling and acting desperate. Hey guys, I build websites. I'm here. I need to know great people. I'm building a website. No, just, you know, be cool. You know, help. Always add value first. Let me tell you, these groups I'm in on Facebook, even though I'm not in a lot of them, the ones I am in, I contact these people on the side. They have no idea that I'm watching them. I'm reading their great content, the posts in there. They're helping individuals in certain topics that I'm personally involved in, like merchant accounts, shopping carts, social media, advertising, funnel building, just things like that, selling products online. And I see them adding a ton of value and not spamming these groups. So I will contact them, and I've hired many people through social media, Twitter as well. I'll put into the search box different things I need, and up comes all the people that are helping individuals on Twitter. And they'll be shocked. Oh my God, how'd you find me? I just saw you posting. We're in the same group. Holy cow. You're great, because the person who hosts this Facebook group, I know, is very successful. And you're in there adding a ton of value to a group of someone who is very successful. You must be great. So here, take my money. And it's really as simple as that, guys. It's not acting desperate. It's not going through these business ventures being one and done. Oh, I'll make the big hit here and then I'm done. I can live for 6 months after I nail, you know, this gig. No, it ain't about that, man. You shouldn't be doing that anyway. Not if you truly love what you do. You can build a multi-million dollar business just through your network, just through finding people who have a million-dollar Rolodex, connections that are worth millions and millions of dollars, helping them out, and then saying, hey, you know anyone else that could use my services? I'm telling you, if I were just getting started online for the very first time right now, I would do that. And I would find the biggest heavy hitters out there, offer to do projects, see what their needs are in the Facebook groups, online, and things like that, or meeting them at live events. Man, live events is where you can really make it happen. By the way, if you're in the Raleigh area, I'm speaking in Raleigh next weekend. Is it the 17th? Let me see. Yeah, September 17th is a Saturday. I'm speaking in Raleigh. And that'll be a great live event. People that come out to that event, there's nothing like networking belly to belly with people. That's where you can really close deals. And close, look, talk to me about closing. I think it's a amazing word. Some people are like, oh, I don't want to be closed. Yes. Wait, what happens when you close one door? Another door what? It opens up. Closing and sales ought to be taught in every high school, because it is an art form that will make you and your family millionaire, wealthy beyond your wildest dreams, because it gives you confidence to ask for the order because you know the value that you are going to deliver. I mean, hell, if you know that you're going to change somebody's business for the better, why would you not go for the close and stand up for what you believe you know you can do better than anybody else? And if these people got a $1 million connection, do it for free and ask for 3 referrals when you're done. Hey, look, I'll do this for free if you give me referrals because I really value your network, but I ain't doing this because I want to steal anybody out of your network. I just want to show you how great the services that I can provide. And I know you'll be excited to refer me to others. I'm just asking for 3, just 3 referrals. It's how I feed my family. Be brutally honest. That's what I do to people. Do 2 people. That's what I do 4 people. I do 2. That's what I say. I say, hey, guys, this is how I feed my family. Help me out. You know, hey, can I speak at that event? When I was first coming up through the ranks, I'm like, hey, that's how I feed my family, speaking, selling from stage. Can I speak at your event? Yeah, sure. We'll give you, they say, yeah, we'll give you a half hour. And then that half hour turned into an hour because I asked more, you know. Hey, well, geez, 30 minutes. Can we make it 60? Yeah, just because once you get there and you give them the puppy dog eyes and you also sell on the, hey, look, I know I can crush it for you from the stage. Can you give me 60 minutes and not just 30? Yeah, we'll make you 60 minutes. Absolutely, man. Look, believe in what it is you got and make sure hang around great people. You can't have a conversation with somebody like that's just average, getting through life, trying to make it till Friday, the weekend's here, all that stuff. You can't do that with those types of people. Great people, they get it because we all came up the same way. 75% of the people in the U.S. are self-made millionaires, first-generation millionaires. We get it. We get it. We know. You got to get some work. You help us out. We help you out, and you need to do great. That's it. You need to do. Don't be perfect. No, don't mistake that for perfect. You just got to be great at what you do. Great attitude, great work ethic. Just go above and beyond, man. And then absolutely, I want, look, I'll be selfish. I'll give you 3 referrals, but then I'll give you more work myself. I want to keep you around. I do it with my property manager, with real estate. I'm not letting these people go. Somebody comes to me and does great work, manages my property, does all the repairs. Heck, you ain't going anywhere, man. I'm going to pay you as much as you need to keep you happy. Great people. No great people. You're great people. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.